And welcome, Haynes and Skagway. Glad you're joining us here. Ken Owen and John Bowling going to be bringing it to you live here this evening from the Craig High School in Craig, Alaska on Prince of Wales Island. And we're glad you're joining us.
Good evening, everyone. Yep, I'm here with Ken. Looking forward to a fun basketball game this evening.
And introduction is getting underway here for the Glacier Bears to begin with. These boys just off the ferry, three-hour ferry ride over from Ketchikan, 45-minute boat ride, Ketchikan to Hollis, or 45-minute bus ride from Hollis to Craig, and here they are. So they, Coach told me they left 2 days ago, so they ferried all the way down.
They've had a half an hour or so to stretch and warm up. Looks like they're wide-eyed and ready to go.
I think so. After all that, they probably got some energy to burn. And we understand Coach Fossman not doing feeling so well, didn't make the trip over, stayed in Ketchikan. So girls coach Britton has taken over the boys here. So a little bit of a slow start getting everything squared away for game time here. But it's happening, and boys are ready to play. And our best well wishes go to Coach Fossman and Ketchikan.
Hopefully he'll be back joining us tomorrow.
That's right. 6'8", and for the starters, Glacier Bears, number 31.
Kyle
Winger.
Followed by Lynch.
5'8", senior, number 30, Egan
Sundberg, being introduced next. Shaking hands with Craig coach, heading out to front of the bench on the court.
15, Matthew Green.
Matthew Green now introduced for the Haynes and Glacier Bears.
And freshman, number 40, Dylan Clinton.
And Dylan Clinton now. As the Glacier Bears huddle up in front of their bench on the court for their pregame rally.
And these two teams just meeting up two weekends ago up in Haynes for the two-game series up in Haynes. So a bit of a repeat. I know the Glacier Bears looking for revenge after Panthers came out victorious in those two games back in Haynes. So I'm sure the Glacier Bears would love to square up here with a couple wins to take home.
As you say, I'm sure they're ready to go after being cooped up on the ferry for 2 days. The gym here in Craig is about half full. Craig drum line. Rather than a pep band, Craig features a drum line with, it must be 10 different drum sets over there, Ken. Getting the crowd excited into the game.
Sounding good. Glad they're here. And a good turnout crowd here for this first late night game here. Going to be boys varsity followed by girls varsity basketball here this evening. No time for JV today. That'll happen tomorrow. As Craig basketball team introduction underway here. Getting down to the final five starters here coming up for the Craig Panthers.
And a break in the weather today after a long spell of terrible windy, stormy weather. We had a beautiful day today. Hopefully it was a great ferry crossing for the Haynes Glacier Bears.
Yeah, they definitely caught a break here. It had not been nice much of the week. In fact, it got turned around one morning this week. It didn't even go. So.
Yeah, didn't make it all the way. So it'll be fun to watch tonight. Haynes with Kyle Klinger at 6'8", has, at least on the program anyway, a 5 or 6-inch height advantage over the tallest Craig player. So I'm sure the Coach Isaac to Craig has been telling his team, preparing him this week for guarding against the tall drink of water Klinger will be starting for Haynes.
So Craig Panther introduction is starting five, number 3, Kian Bird, number 23, Trevor Dahlstrom, both seniors. And number 11, Lewis Owen, another senior for the Craig Panthers. 6'3 senior, Eric Scheidecker. So a lot of age and experience here on the floor as the fifth and final starter for the Panthers, number 22, Tucker Thane, rounds out the starting five. So these boys have been playing together a while and ought to be able to know where each other's at on the court at any time. So we'll see as they huddle up here. And starting 5-4, the Glacier Bears on the floor. Ready to get things started here. Three refs on the floor. Going to give us good coverage here as we're going to stand and rise and pause for the national anthem. Done by a cappella couple of Craig High School students here to start things off as both teams. So Haynes Glacier Bear is going to be sporting black uniforms with green and white trim, away team, and the Craig Panthers in white uniforms with green and gold trim. And Swinton's going to square off against Scheidecker, and definite height advantage there for Swinton as we go to center court here. 8 minutes on the play clock in the first period. Panthers going from right to left, Bears left to right. Ball's up, tipped back to the Sundberg, and Haynes takes control as Sundberg off down on the baseline. Into Swinton, makes the baseline move.
Slinger, no good.
Baseline, Billy App, off the bottom of the rim, rebound Craig. And here comes Bird, drives the top of the key over to the far side. Thane in the corner, goes inside Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom gets the ball stripped away. Nice D by the Bears, and then Sundberg comes up with it.
Nice D.
Moves the ball way up court, quickly release pass up to Swinton. Makes the easy layup. Puts Glacier Bears on the board.
And a nice shot made by Swinton, and the Glacier Bears. Ball's on the other end now. Thane goes inside to Scheidecker. Scheidecker down low, tied up, knocked back out, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good D by the Glacier Bears.
Good
and
D.
A timeout. We got a bloody nose here with a Craig player.
So Haynes with the active hands. That defensive set, Matthew Green giving him the ball, knocking it out of bounds.
So it will be Panther ball from the far sideline. Owen will inbound for the Panthers with 7:11 on the clock. As the Bears are up, 2-0 over the Panthers. Off to a good start, a couple of good defensive plays, and a nice easy layup. Three-pass layup down low. And we got to clean up the court here. A little blood on the floor already as Bird's going to sit down. And into the game substitutes Morgan House. Bird's out, getting that nosebleed checked, and House is in for the Panthers. And it'll be Panther ball from the far sideline.
As Haynes looks like they're setting up in just the zone for the moment. Three guards heavy on the strong side as the ball is inbound.
To House on the center. Dahlstrom makes a move to the paint, and that ball gets hammered away. It's a foul on the Glacier Bears.
Looks like it's called on number 30, Keegan Sundberg, his first foul of the game. As Craig inbounds, House now to Dahlstrom on the wing. Baseline to Fain. He looks back, looks forth, back to the top of the key again to House. Over to Owen. Owen back to the wing, dribbles to the baseline on the far side. Picks up his dribble, tries to pass it back. Finds Scheidecker. Scheidecker goes up with a hook shot in.
And in.
Good foul on the attempt. The shot is good.
Nice work by Scheidecker underneath the basket there, and that foul's going to be on the Glacier Bears.
Sundberg, his second foul. As Scheidecker goes to the line.
His first shot is no good. Rebound, Glacier Bears. Oh, Sundberg brings it across half court for the Bears.
Which has the ball. Back up to the top of the key now. Over to Sundberg. Looks inside, now dribbles back to the top of the key. Gives it up to Lynch. Lynch drives in. Stops at the free throw line. Comes around to Swinton. Now back to Sundberg. Back to Sundberg at the top of the key. Fakes. Dribbles in. Passes back out. Now the ball's in the hands of Lynch. A lot of quick passing here. Sundberg again with the ball. Takes a shot from the free throw line. Nothing but net.
Nice bucket by Sundberg there. The full court press on in the backcourt by the Glacier Bears as House brings it up for the Panthers. Cross half court now. They go far side to Owen. Owen, the far side goes low but comes back up top to House. Cross court to Dahlstrom. Down low to Bain. Back in the corner, goes inside to Scheidecker, kicks it out to Dahlstrom, loses the handle, but gets it back to House. Over to Owen in the corner, goes inside to Scheidecker, keeps it in bounds, going to make a move back out to Owen. He's got the three, no good, off the front of the rim, rebound, Glacier Bears.
As Swinton pulls down the rebound, he's been trapped underneath the key. Now he finds an outlet, finds his way into the hands of Sundberg, who brings the ball to the court. Fed by Owen at the top of the key, Sundberg now off to Swinton. Swinton back to the top key, looking over, finds Lynch. Lynch dribble down toward the baseline, looking inside, finds Green. Green.
Oh, slapped away, denied by Scheidecker, but that loose ball picked up by the Bears. Coming out of traffic.
Lynch in the control now as he passes off to Sundberg. Down inside the key, finds Green up to the shot, fouled on the attempt by Fain. So Green will go to the line, shoot two.
And that's Fain's first foul. And that'll send
Green to the line. Matthew Green gets the ball from the referee.
And
couple dribble, concentrate, up, and off the back of the rim, no good.
A little too strong. 5:12 remaining in the first period. 2-4. Haynes Glacier Bears up by two as Kienberg comes back in the game. House subs out.
Green will make a second attempt. And no good. Bounce off side bounce.
Scheidecker pulls this in for the Panthers. Kicks it out to Bird. Bird's going to bring it across half court. He goes right to the three line, lays it up, and shoots a three. It's no good. Saved by Scheidecker underneath the basket last minute. Owen going to take the three. Front of the rim, no good. Sundberg on the rebound. Kicks it way out.
Way out to Lynch. Up the court ahead of everybody. Makes the easy layup.
Up and in for two. 6-2. Glacier Bears. 4:47 as Bird brings it across half court. Over to Owen. They go low to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom almost travels with the ball. To Owen to Bird. They go. Fain goes inside. Ball gets slapped away. Taken away. Good deep by the Bears.
And Quinton recovers the ball, but he's trapped underneath.
Oh,
the ball stolen away by Dahlstrom.
That pass
the handle.
And then Bird comes up with it with a foul called. Boy, nice defense by the Panthers. Nice read by Dahlstrom to step in front of that pass. So the ball will stay with the Panthers under their basket. Owen's going to inbounds for the Panthers.
Foul given to Sundberg.
And that's Dahlstrom makes a nice turnaround jump shot. No good, though. Rebound. Spares. And Scheidecker slaps that ball away. Back to Dahlstrom. Picks it up for the Panthers. Over to Bird. Bird goes near side. Nothing doing. Back up top to Thane. Over to Owen. Dahlstrom in the corner. Goes inside to Scheidecker. Loses a handle on it. And it's out of bounds off the Panthers. Nice D.
Klinger pressured pressure Scheidecker, and Scheidecker lost the handle, so turns the ball over, and in for the Glacier Bears comes Jacob Stegen.
And a timeout called by Coach Isaac and the Craig Panthers. And we'll send it back to KHNS and Haynes for a 60-second timeout.
Stegen up to, toward Klinger, loses the handle and recovered by Craig.
Thane comes up with a nice defensive by the Panthers to create that turnover, backcourt pressure right at midcourt. Owen to Bird. They set up a 2-3 as Owen kicks it out to Thane. Thane goes low to Bird. Bird goes inside. He's going to get called on the travel, though, and turn that ball over to the Glacier Bears.
As again, Stegen will inbound. He'll be looking to get the ball into Lynch. Again, Craig's ready for pressure in the backcourt. They have to trap over. Haynes does a nice job getting the ball way up court as Swinton dribbles from half court down to the baseline, but it's called for travel when he picks up the dribble.
Turns it right back to the Panthers. Nice break for the Panthers. Owen inbounds to Bird. Backcourt pressure by the Glacier Bears. Owen comes across half court. Keeps his dribble. Hands it off to Bird. Bird setting up the offense.
The paint settles into a 2-3 zone.
Over to Scheidecker on the far side. Up top to Dahlstrom. Drives the paint. Goes inside strong. Tipped away, though. And rebound putback is no good. And a foul called on the Bears underneath.
Well, be on Klinger. His first.
And it was on the ground. No shooting. And that'll be the Glacier Bears'
Klinger's second foul. And he'll check out. And on the bench should be replaced by number 32, Hudson Sage. Sage.
And it'll be Panthers ball underneath their basket. As we got another blood spot on the floor. I'm not sure who this was. Is
so checked in currently for the Haynes Glacier Bears is on the floor. Stegen, Swinton, Lynch, and Sundberg.
And it'll be Panther ball. Owen's going to inbound this for the Panthers. Goes near side to Bird. Bird up top to Dahlstrom, over to Thane on the far side. Whipping it around the horn here. Back near side, over to the far side. Thane's going to put the ball on the floor, makes a move. Nothing there. Dahlstrom comes out to help. Bird coming near side again. Dahlstrom fires a three ball. It's back of the rim. No good. Bird on the rebound. The putback's no good. Scheidecker on the rebound. Heavy traffic. And a foul called underneath the basket on the Bears. And that's on number 40.
It'll number be 40, Swinton, his first foul.
That's the team's fifth. It'll be Panther ball under their basket. Owen inbounds this. Finds Dahlstrom right underneath the basket and just lays it up and off the glass. Scheidecker comes up with the putback. Bird's going to take it. Dish to Scheidecker back out top to Thane. And Bird drives inside, lays it up and over. No good. Rebound. Glacier Bears as the Swinton Panthers grab
the rebound.
The basket.
Rebound and way down court to Green, who was in a great position to make a layup, but lost the handle out of bounds. Turned the ball over to the Panthers.
Just at the last minute. Nice attempt by the Glacier Bears there. It'll be Panther ball. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Glacier Bears as Owen brings it in. gets across the 10-second line to Dahlstrom to Scheidecker, back up top to Bird. Panthers having a hard time shooting right now, finding that basket. Can't really convert those shots in the points yet. As Thane in the corner finds Dahlstrom. Nice cut, banks it up and in for two. Makes it 6-4, Glacier Bears with 2:10 in the first quarter.
As Haynes moves the ball up court, as Lynch takes control. Finds Swinton, dribbles in toward the basket, stops the baseline, he's double-teamed, and drug his pivot foot, got called for the travel.
Referee right there to call it.
Haynes is doing a great job moving the ball up court quickly, but suffering from a lot of turnovers once they get the ball across the half-court line.
And Panthers bring it across half-court. Bird with the ball, comes to center court, just above the three, over to Dahlstrom, back to Bird. Down low on the near side, Owen goes inside to the corner. Scheidecker underneath, nothing doing. Gets it out to Bird, and Bird runs into traffic and is going to get hacked by the Bears.
And Lynch will be charged with the blocking foul, his first foul.
And that's going to be the Glacier Bears' sixth team foul. One team foul for the Panthers with a minute 44 to play. We got a timeout called by the Glacier Bears, Coach Brittenham. With a minute 44 remaining in the first period, Glacier Bears 6, Craig Panthers 4. And a tale of two defenses so far. Good defense on both ends. Nobody really able to put the ball in the hoop as of yet. A lot of not-so-good shot by the Panthers.
And a couple missed easy shots by the Panthers as well. And Haynes, as I said, is showing some good ball movement, moving the ball up court, but can't seem to put together the bucket once they get on their side of the court.
But definitely an impressive first period showing here by these Glacier Bears.
And during that timeout, Sage had an ice pack. Looks like he's got knocked pretty good in his left eye. I can see how red it is from up here. But he's out there. Looks like he's game for some more time.
And it'll be Panther ball. Bird will inbounds this, sporting a bloody nose. Cotton hanging out of his nose. So physical game here tonight. We're going to play some basketball. Thane in the end zone on the far side goes up strong. No basket, but that's going to be a foul on the Glacier Bears.
And they'll assess that foul to Green on the shot. So two shots here for Thane as Green picks up his first foul.
And this will be Thane's first trip to the free throw line here this evening. And his first one is no good, rings around and out. And he'll get a second attempt here. With a minute 35 in the first period, Thane's second shot is up and in. Makes it a one-point ball game for the Bears. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Panthers. Oh, Scheidecker steps in front of that pass. And a jump ball called. Possession will go to the Panthers. A nice read by Scheidecker, who was just laying back waiting for that. Capitalized on that pass, and it'll be Panther ball. Bird across half court to Dahlstrom. Down low to Thane in the corner. Nothing doing. Back up top, Owen near side goes to Bird. Bird goes back up to center, up top to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom's going to drive the paint, goes inside, hard, strong, no basket, and gets called for the charge and turns the ball over to the Glacier Bears. That's going to be Dahlstrom's first foul, the second team foul for the Panthers.
As Sage picked up the offensive foul there for his team.
Dahlstrom.
And Stegen bring the ball up.
Gets knocked out of bounds. Ball stays with the Bears, but tough defense by Dahlstrom as he went airborne, and they tried to pass over top of him. He's a six-footer plus.
And Stearns, Josh Stearns in the game now. He inbounds the ball and facing Glacier Bears face pressure. Ball now down in the wing. Stegen looking for an outlet. Finds Stearns. Off Stegen. Now he just takes the jump, dribbles in.
Ball is lapped away from behind, gets knocked out of bounds.
Page tries to drive the hoop, but blocks the ball from a tap from behind, and another turnover against the Glacier Bears.
Panthers will inbound this. No pressure in the backcourt. Bird over to Thane, down in the corner, drives baseline, tries to go to Scheidecker down underneath the basket. Gets knocked out of bounds by the Bears. Good D.
Green knocks the ball out of bounds. Broke up the play.
34 seconds on the play clock. First period here. Panthers inbound. Far side. Owens going to fire the three. No good. Just short. Panthers come up with the rebound and a foul called underneath the basket.
Against Bird. They're calling for over the back on the rebound. Or a push, I guess.
And that'll be the third team foul for the Panthers as the Bears inbounds this with 27 seconds on the clock.
Steven with the ball in the backcourt. Finds Swinton. Swinton looking up court. Now he dribbles through the double team. Picks up his dribble.
Owen slaps it away from behind.
Finds Stearns, who lost the ball.
And he's going to travel with it. He's going to double dribble with it and turn it right back to the Glacier Bears. Panthers.
Haynes struggling against the pressure, but Craig hasn't capitalized much on the turnovers yet.
No, unable to convert as it's full
court press. Facing pressure, bringing the ball up court. He's about ready to lose the ball again. Up, finds his Stearns. And Dahl starts to pass inside. Ball
up court to Thane.
Picked off.
Thane underneath the basket, lays it up, no good. And can't convert again as time expires on the first period. Your Glacier, Haynes Glacier Bears 6, Craig Panthers 5. We'll turn it back to KHNS in Haynes for a 60-second timeout.